Over the years, the Cathedral of the Assumption fell into disrepair and decay. Pastoral Associate for Faith Formation, Pat Sexton.
When I came to the cathedral in 1989, I can just remember the condition of the surroundings. The carpet, the ugly gold carpet, had wrinkles in it, so you had to be careful where you walked. And the plaster was not in good repair, and periodically a piece of plaster would fall from the ceiling. It became so bad that at one time, the staff of the cathedral presented Archbishop Kelly with a hard hat. We suggested that it might replace his mitre.
During Reconstruction, cracks began to appear. Parishioner and professor of civil and environmental engineering at the University of Louisville, Joseph Haggerty.
Some of the most interesting imperfections in the building are cracks in the walls. When the cathedral was being renovated in the early 1990s, the renovation work required underpinning and digging down deeper than the existing foundations of the cathedral. When the work went a little too quick, the east wall started to move down, cracked, and everyone panicked. The excavation was quickly filled in and a portion of the wall was rebuilt. But that induced a sense of paranoia in most of the people associated with the cathedral.
The stability of the rear wall was fixed during the renovation. The crack in the north wall has a monitoring device that is checked regularly.
To make sure that this was an old crack that wasn't getting wider, gauges were installed across the cracks. We found no movements. That's the good news. So if this is an imperfection, a crack, it's an old friend. One of the reassuring aspects of the cathedral is that the building resembles the congregation. We all have imperfections.
Thankfully, the Cathedral Heritage Foundation was created in 1985 to provide funds for the restoration. The foundation closed its doors 2 years ago, but their work is continued today by the Center for Interfaith Relations, which continues to promote community outreach, spiritual growth, educational and cultural experiences, and to increase understanding among diverse cultures to advance ecumenical understanding.